You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
It's a Super Bowl edition of Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here in the Broncos TV studio in Santa Clara, California at the Broncos Team Hotel. And let's waste no time and get started with the first question coming from a fan traveling from Toronto, Brent Garbutt. He asks, I'm traveling from Toronto to Super Bowl 50, and I'm wondering what color should all Broncos fans wear on Sunday? Normally, I wear whichever color the team is wearing, but with us wearing white, Broncos fans would stand out more wearing all orange. Well, yes, Broncos fans would stand out wearing all orange. It would certainly be a great visual. However, considering that it was a little bit of superstition that brought the Broncos to wearing white for this game, I say whatever you feel is your lucky shirt, if you have a shirt, wear it. If it's orange, blue, white, purple, pink, doesn't matter. Whatever you feel works, call on every bit of luck that you found, wear that. Yes, orange would be the better visual, but hey, if you feel like the white jersey is your lucky jersey, go ahead and wear it to the game if you're going. Regardless, because the colors between the Panthers and Broncos are so different, I don't think you'll have any trouble standing out, and I expect there'll be a lot more Bronco fans than Panther fans, no matter what color shirt they're wearing in Levi's Stadium. Next question is from Rob Lowe. That's really your name. I assume you're not the Rob Lowe, but question is about the running game. How will Denver overcome its inability to run the ball against Carolina's tough defense? Without it, the Broncos likely will not score enough points to stay in the game. They cannot depend on the defense to score points in the game. Well, that is true. You can't really depend on your defense to score points in any game. That's something that you can create turnovers, but it's a little bit fluky. So you start by saying, okay, if anything the defense gets, it's a bonus. But how do you get the run game going against Carolina? First of all, you have to be patient. Now, a lot of teams have struggled to run against Carolina in part because they've been behind and they've abandoned their run game. That's, you know, Carolina, they're getting in front 7 points, 14 points early. Like Peyton Manning said, seems like the national anthem's being sung and they're up by 2 touchdowns. Teams tend to get away from the games that they want to play when they fall behind by multiple scores. So it's key for the Broncos to have the same sort of patience and resilience that they've had. Stick with the ground game. And if the defense does its job against Carolina's offense and prevents the Panthers from having that quick runaway early, then you've definitely got a game where the Broncos can keep pounding, stay at it, get that running game going. I think the Broncos can break off a couple of big runs if the offensive line gets out in front, takes care of the defensive line, and then you get a tight end that's able to block one of their linebackers. There's going to be some holes. The key for the Broncos is to be patient. If they abandon the running game early, I don't think they're going to succeed. They have to stay with it, unless the game gets totally out of hand, in which case you've got bigger problems than not getting the running game going. Thanks, as always, for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, and yes, there will be one because there's no off-season for this feature of DenverBroncos.com. Go to DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver and use the hashtag AskMace. Hopefully next time we're talking about the world champion Denver Broncos. Well, I'm sure you hope that's the case. I hope it is too. Until then, take care and thanks for watching.